This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter wheat for December is 705, up 5 3/4. Now it's up 5 1/2. Soft December wheat, 646 1/2. Now 1/4, up 1/4. September corn, 490, up 6 1/4. December, 479 1/4, up 3 3/4. September soybeans, 1326 3/4, up 17 1/2. November, 1309 3/4, up 19 1/4. September soybean meal, 418, up 420. September soybean oil, 4296, up 8. August live cattle, 123.92 1/2, up 7 1/2. August feeder cattle, 155.47 1/2, up 7 1/2. And October lean hogs are 86.05, and they are down 90.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave, and welcome back.
Thank you much. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour rolls on today as it works its way eastern and western legs to the middle of the Corn Belt. It looks like today they're going to hit some of the more stressed corn that they'll see on the tour, I think.
Well, I think so, too. You know, they're doing Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois today. Well, you know, Illinois is not going to be the stressed, but I think when you look at Minnesota, Iowa, depending upon, and they seem to travel right along that I-90 corridor, it's going to be very interesting to actually see what they have to say versus what the USDA says. I mean, they've been pretty close on everything except South Dakota and Nebraska. Nebraska came in about 6 bushel less than the USDA, and, you know, South Dakota, of course, came in much higher than what the USDA was saying. So everything depends upon where they are and what fields they go through, I guess.
Well, if they go across Peoria to the river, they're going to find some dry places.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know, and I have no idea exactly what their route is. I do know some of the people who are on the tour, and it'll be interesting to talk to them later today to see once what they have to say. But again, you know, we won't know anything until they all get together in Minnesota and put all their numbers together and then actually come up with a, you know, a U.S. number. And so I think all of us are looking forward to seeing what that's actually going to be.
What are you learning anecdotally, though, when you read the tweets, hear the conversations, hear producers talk to you about it?
Well, I guess that, you know, we've said this before. The biggest thing is it's extremely variable. It depends upon where you're at. If you're in parts of Iowa, of course, where they had the extreme rain, there's no variation there at all. It's just very poor. Western Iowa has been extremely dry. That's what guys are telling me out there. You know, here it's the same thing here in Illinois. It depends upon where you're at. If you caught some of the decent rains in the last number of weeks, you're probably pretty good. But basically right now what I'm hearing from pretty much everybody, with the exception of the East Coast, is we need rain. And I think it's ironic, Dave, while you were gone, all we've talked about and all that has been talked about is early frost, early frost, early frost. And yet I think this dryness is probably doing more damage to the yield than even early frost is necessarily going to do. We're hearing about premature denting on late-planted corn just because of how dry it is. Not a good thing. That is definitely going to be light test weight corn. So, you know, we raised a crop that had a very lazy root system this year. We had just too much rain, and so we're starting to see the remnants and the reaction to that.
So let's look at a couple of things technically then. Let's begin with November soybeans, which has gone up faster than it went down, if that's possible, but it has, since hitting lows there around August 6 or so, 1165. We're now looking at a high today made at 1311, 1319 a high today.
Right.
And some would say that's probably technically close enough to a 1330 objective. So the question is, what will push it higher and potentially then make new highs for the year, which were made back in June?
Well, you know, the thing about the 1319 that's significant is that's a double top when you look back to the, on a weekly chart, to the week of June 17th. And so from a technical standpoint, you know, double tops many times hold. And so technicians will be looking at that. What's going to make it go higher? I think that if Pro Farmer comes in with some more pod count situations that don't look good, more immaturity in the crop, you know, we were hearing kind of when in talking to the guys from Minnesota, what a lot of those guys are saying is, you know, they've got beans that haven't even put pods on yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that really leaves them wide open even just to a normal frost date, not necessarily an early frost date. So I think those types of things could drive it higher, but technicians will definitely be looking at the double top that we put in this morning.
What will they be looking at in the corn?
Well,
December,
you know,
contract.
Yeah, in the December contract on corn, we just continue the last three sessions. Now we're consolidating between the 20-day and the 40-day moving average. You know, so they're looking at, on a weekly chart, 490 is overhead resistance. On a daily chart, the 40 is at 487. So, you know, this morning overnight we made 484.5. I believe, you know, we're going to be looking to see if we can poke our nose through that. But 490 is going to be strong overhead resistance, and of course we have good support right down at the 10 and the 20-day because they're converging at this point in time. So they're going to look to see if we can break out on either side. And what's going to do that, I think that corn will just continue to follow along. Actually, probably corn has a better chance along with beans as we move into these poorer states with the Pro Farmer Tour.
Will these August lows be the harvest lows?
Hey, where have you been now for how many weeks? I've gotten asked that so many times ever since. Will these August lows be the harvest lows? I think that the reality is, as we know, the market likes to build things in, and that's what it's doing right now. It's building in the potential for, you know, a reduction or a poorer crop or everything else. It will get to a point where it's going to stop doing that. And if suddenly we develop any rain, I think we could go back down, and I believe we could possibly still visit the 430 level on the futures. We're not that far away from it on corn, and maybe even slightly lower than that, but it's going to take something pretty special. In other words, what's going to happen is we're going to have to get through first frost date and maybe get warmer weather into the September time frame, and then that would help us move down because the assumption would be that the crop has the time to mature, and then we're going to be doing all right. But so I won't say that these lows necessarily are the harvest lows. I think we still could go back down one more time and visit below that 440 level.
Should I be giving any credence to the chatter I'm hearing out of the crop tour on particular subjects, including SIDS and TIPAC?
Well, I think that, you know, there's definitely credence to that. It isn't everywhere, but it is certainly in quite a few places. And SIDS, sudden death syndrome, is a reality in this type of weather circumstance. The question always comes down to, you know, how big an area is actually being affected by it. And ultimately, you know, when we won't know that until we get to the end. Remember the other year when we saw SIDS everywhere and we still did just fine on the beans.
Right.
So, you know, the trade is going to be thinking about that. I remember that so well. That was the year we went out to Iowa to the Farm Progress shows.
And it was just like in every other field it looked like.
That's right, and we still did just fine. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a situation where the trade remembers those things. It also remembers 2009 when we had a miserable start just like we did this year and then ended up with a record crop. Well, I think the idea of a record crop now is probably deteriorating as the temperatures have gone up and the moisture has gone down. But kind of crazy.
Thank you much, Jackie.
You betcha, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois, current tick in the marketplace. September corn, 490 and a quarter, up 6.5. December, 479 and three quarters, up 4.25. September soybeans, 1328, up 18 and three quarters. November, 1311 and a quarter, up 20 and three quarters. September soybean meal, 419.40, up 560. September soybean oil, 4294, up 6. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.